Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 28, 1805. Ice jams. In northern climates, the frozen rivers start to break up as temperatures rise. Ice floats down the river and often hits obstacles such as sandbars or logs and begins to pile up, forming ice jams. The flow of water stops behind a jam and seeks a new course. Not much can be done until the weather warms and the ice jams melt. Wild animals, particularly the buffalo, who have been used to swimming across shallow rivers or walking on the ice in winter, are unable to cross the river on thin ice or deep water. When they try, many drown and float down the river. Captain Clark writes today,
"The ice stopped running, owing to some obstacle above. All preparing to set out. But few Indians today. They are watching to catch the floating buffaloes, which break through the ice in crossing. Those people are fond of those animals, tainted, and catch great numbers of them every spring." Captain William Clark, March 28, 1805.
Moulton has a footnote that the carcasses of buffalo drowned in the river were an important source of meat for tribes of the upper Missouri, and a fairly advanced state of decomposition added to the attraction. It is commonly known that the Plains Indians could tolerate tainted meat. They had developed a biological resistance to meat that today would make us quite ill. Lewis has on this day written in the journals Equal Altitudes of the Sun, and writes that the altitude by sextant at time of observation is 48 degrees 50 minutes. These records have proven to be of great assistance in locating the expedition's camps. Tomorrow, the plains on fire.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.